This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian Sovereign.
We're glad to be here with you. And hey, guess what? Free Talk Live is a show where we'd love to talk to you about anything that's on your mind. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And, you know, Brian, I think we're going to go right into the phone calls. I said we were going to talk about the Seattle anarchists, which has been a news story that we've been following on Free Talk Live for the past several months. They've actually, there are two people now that have been in jail for 3 months for refusing to testify before a grand jury about some alleged vandalism that went on that they probably weren't even involved with in Seattle on May Day. But we'll talk about that more in a moment. First, let's go to Dave, listening in Honolulu, Hawaii. Dave?
Hi there. I am wondering about bitcoins and how do you keep your transactions, how do you make sure it's anonymous and private?
Oh.
Because things do show up in the blockchain, so I've always been confused about that. Do you guys know? And is this the sort of question that Brian would discuss on his new podcast?
Actually, on Sovereign Tech, podcast.
On Sovereign Tech, which is a show about technology and how it can set you free, we will be doing an episode in the very near future that's all about Bitcoins.
Oh, good to know.
I want to say that's coming out within the month, and you can go to sovereigntech.tumblr.com to talk about that.
I just tweeted out your link to your show on the Free Talk Live Twitter account.
Thank you.
But, Dave, let's just stop down for a minute and give our listeners an overview, just in case they've never heard of Bitcoins before. I'll try to explain it in a non-confusing way, because I certainly am not the right kind of geek to know everything about this, but I try my best to understand it. So, of course, as we said before, Bitcoins are an online peer-to-peer, open-source alternative currency, and they're little pieces of information that you can send from address to address, and basically, you know, people have access to different Bitcoin addresses where Bitcoins can be stored. And then they can do what they will, save them or transfer them to another address. And the thing that you referenced before was the blockchain. The blockchain is the record of all Bitcoin transactions ever. So it says, you know, this Bitcoin was, or it says, you know, this many Bitcoins were moved from this address on this day and time, right? And then people download that, or computers download that, and it confirms these transactions because everybody has a record. A lot of people in the network have a record of a transaction, and so it can't be, it's hard to go back and like change that because all these computers have a record of this Bitcoin was moved here at this time. So I hope that cleared things up a little bit if people were confused. But so how do you keep it anonymous if all these transactions are public record, essentially? Well, your name isn't necessarily attached to an address, a Bitcoin address that you control, even if you publish your name or your website in connection with that address, right? But even if somebody knows that you own a certain Bitcoin address, they can't go in and just take your Bitcoins, right?
Right. Now, I mean, if the question's about anonymity, is that right, Dave?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. The short answer is anything anonymous in this world? No. The long answer, though, is that can you get the most degree of anonymity that can be expected from any technology out there out of Bitcoin? Yes. And there's a myriad ways of doing that. I don't know how much time we want to spend on that, but
executive summary.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main ways there is a browser called Tor, T-O-R, okay? And that, doing anything through that anonymizes pretty much anything you're doing. You can download Tor, it's free. It's actually portable, which means that you can put it on a flash drive or something and take it with you. And if you do your transactions through that, the only thing that Bitcoin records is an alphanumeric code, your wallet code. And that doesn't have your name attached. That doesn't have any personal information attached. The part where the anonymity and where you want to use Tor, the Tor browser comes from, Let me explain a little bit more about the Tor browser. The Tor browser actually anonymizes. It connects you to like a parasitic internet, an internet within an internet almost, that doesn't show up on regular channels, bounces off all over the place, so that way they can't essentially see where you're going with it. And so when you're connected to Tor, not to the actual, not to just the normal internet, but I'm trying to put this as mm-hmm. kind of as layman as I can,
yep.
That anonymizes as much as anything can, anything that you're doing. So that's one area you want to look into.
So wait, I have a question about
sure.
this. So the way to, quote, use Bitcoin through Tor would be to access an online wallet, like maybe an Insta wallet or a blockchain.info wallet through the Tor browser?
That, or you would use wallet programs, that would use Tor as the information getter. You download the blockchain mm-hmm. through the Tor network.
Okay, so you could use the regular Bitcoin client, the Satoshi client, right, the classic
right.
one, by connecting to the internet through Tor?
Yeah, or some program, the Satoshi client or whichever. So there's that. Now, the reason why normally Bitcoin isn't anonymous is because you have your computer, the blockchain knows where, these wallet codes get bounced from computer to computer, and you can track where those come from. Okay, because your computer has what's called a MAC ID, has nothing to do with Macintosh. It's just called a MAC ID that is specific to your computer. And there's ways to change that, but generally you can't. And so that ID would essentially go along with the communication of you sending one bit of information or by sending Bitcoins to another person
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. Okay, so that's where the anonymity becomes scary. If you're into that. But this is a rabbit hole that can go forever, because there's people that are concerned about, like, someone could put a key logger program on your computer, which means that it'll watch, what you're typing in.
Your password.
And where your passwords and the wallet codes that you're sending to and things like that. So I think, you have to just use a little bit of common sense and say to yourself that, nothing is ever truly anonymous, but Bitcoin is about as good as it gets.
So you can get close to anonymity.
You get pretty darn close.
Does that answer your question?
For example, I gave Stephanie some Bitcoins in her Bitcoin tip bucket.
Sure.
Could she then, if she wanted to anonymize those, and I mean, I have to know her address, and basically the world has to know her address for me to be able to give them to her.
Correct.
Is she just stuck then, and it's like the IRS can look at the blockchain and say, Stephanie got this many Bitcoins from Dave. Well, they wouldn't know it was from me, but from somebody.
From some address.
Yeah,
is there any way to sort of make that sneakier?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a pretty, they'd have to take pretty drastic steps to really find out the names and numbers. I mean, obviously, with Stephanie having a tip jar on her website, that's one thing.
Which is porktherapy.com, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, which is... Which that's all out in the open, so they'd know where that's coming from. But as to who's giving the Bitcoin tips to her, they would have to. I mean, they'd really have to do their homework to find out who that was.
Not worth it for the 2.4 Bitcoins I have in there right now.
No, exactly. It's not like you're getting 1,000 Bitcoins. I mean, this
that
is something
great,
that's happening a lot.
I have to say, I remember that there was a big Bitcoin hack and there was a theft of Bitcoins from. I can't remember the name of the website, but it was some system where people were storing Bitcoins online. It got hacked. Bitcoinia, maybe? I might be remembering that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But there were large accounts in there, and it got hacked, and the Bitcoins were being, transferred out of these addresses. And they went to, 20 different Bitcoin addresses, and then they got, kind of dispersed from there and sent to different addresses. And then people lost track of them, and as far as I know, nobody ever identified who the thief was. And so if that person can be anonymous with a big heist like that,
yeah,
then probably your average person, unless they really, really do something to get on the real bad side of the government, like your average Bitcoin user is probably pretty close to being anonymous.
Right, and I will make one more point. I mean, the fact that you take something like there was a major Trade Hill, which was a major Bitcoin exchange system.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to take it down, or they didn't know how to solve the Bitcoin problem, so they just used the government to take down the site.
Wow.
So that's kind of comforting that's what it takes to stop Bitcoin, is you just have to, shut down the internet.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450 toll-free is our number here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Talk to us about Bitcoins or anything else that's on your mind. We're going to talk about the Seattle Anarchists next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
Call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Brian, you and I are here in New Hampshire, and, you know, a large part of the reason why we're here is the Free State Project.
Yes, it is.
What do you think about the Free State Project, being someone who moved to New Hampshire within the past well, more than a year ago at this
point.
Just
a little over a year. Mm-hmm. The Free State Project itself, I think, is, I mean, it's bringing people together of a like mindset. Mm-hmm. How can you not like that?
Do you like living among people who are more likely to share your values about liberty?
Yeah, I particularly moved to Keene, and I really enjoyed the fact of driving around one day, and I ran into like four other Free State Project participants, are often called Free Staters, mm-hmm. and I ran into like four of them. And I thought, wow, this is so great. These are people that don't want to hurt me. They don't want to,
yeah.
you know, they respect my freedom and my individuality.
They don't want to ban your soda.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop you from exercising because you're too sexy.
So I think it's wonderful just for that. In fact, that wasn't even like any kind of activism. That was just me being here and seeing people of like minds.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I moved here in 2006, but I really like it here. And I think New Hampshire was already more politically free than where I lived before that,
same here.
Which was Massachusetts.
Yeah,
and
New
you
York
came
for
from,
me, yeah,
yeah,
the prison state.
The land of soda bans,
yeah.
And all kinds of, you can't donate food to a homeless shelter because it has too much salt.
That's
so.
Right.
So if you're tired of where you live kind of holding you down, oppressing you in terms of big government, you may want to look into New Hampshire. You should check out freestateproject.org. There you can kind of find ways to connect with people. I think the forum, they have forums there. You can link in on social media and Facebook. As I understand it, the Free State Project is doing a big push. They have over 13,000 people at this point who have pledged to move to New Hampshire to, you know, get together with other liberty-minded people and try to effect social change in a liberty direction. And they are hoping to get 20,000 people within the next year, as far as I understand
it. Yeah, December 2014, they are really ramping things up.
Oh, 2 years, excuse me.
Yes, 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But they are really ramping things up. And, I mean, it's what's been happening here with 1,000 people is amazing, with 20,000. Who knows? It could be, and you can be a part of it.
Yeah, and of course you're talking about 1,100 people who are early movers who didn't want to wait
for
20,000 people to sign up to move to New Hampshire. They just did it now, and we're having a blast.
I certainly am.
If you want to be part of that growing movement, you can visit freestateproject.org. And their Facebook page is a good way to connect, too,
I would say.
So, okay, Brian, we had started to say that we had a great call last segment about bitcoins and sort of security or anonymity when using bitcoins online.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, there's been a couple of young people who identify themselves as anarchists. And I know that our coworkers, Mark and Ian, do not like that word, anarchist. In this case, these are kind of anarchists of the leftist variety.
Right.
These are the maybe the red and black type of anarchist that you might imagine.
Sure.
They have been called a black bloc anarchist by the government, which means that's associated, I guess, more with violence or vandalism or whatever. I don't know if they really are. I'm not really too firm on what their belief system is, but I think, you know, they are people who do not believe in a coercive government. And, man, I really sympathize with them on that one.
Sure, sure. I mean, I consider myself an anarchist, you know, and if they're under the auspices of, you know, no laws, no masters.
What does that mean to you?
What does that mean to me? Mm-hmm. Well, it means, like I just said, no laws, no masters. Now, laws are different from order and rules or something of that nature. The specific point to me is just that no one knows better than me how to live my life. And equally, I would not want to harm anyone else's abilities to live their life. And that's what anarchy means to me. It does not mean chaos. In fact, the word itself only means without rulers.
Sure.
Okay, that's all that word means. Now, the media loves to load it up with Molotov-throwing people that generally wear all black. I wear all black all the time. In fact, I wear triple black all the time. So, you know, maybe I get tossed in with that. But
I would say that, you know, you are one, you know, the most peaceful person I know.
Exactly. So. And I was going to say, generally, most of the anarchists, and I've met anarchists from all over the world, they are the most peaceful people I've ever met.
Yeah. I do. I have to say, I get a little twinge of, I cringe a little bit when I hear the word anarchist come up on Free Talk Live when I'm doing the show normally with Mark on Sundays. And the first thing he says is, whoa, there. Anarchists are people who throw Molotov cocktails and wear black balaclavas and they're violent.
I do not wear a balaclava.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
But, you know, I cannot support or endorse a coercive government, right? I'm gonna live in this world the best I can and try to be happy. I'm not gonna do violence to anybody, but I can't support the institution of the state.
And I don't believe in imaginary lines. And that's just what these things are between
borders. Countries.
These borders.
Yeah.
They're just imaginary lines. Who comes up with that stuff? Come on.
Yeah. Well, people who want to control others.
People who want to control.
Yeah.
Then that's really it. So, and anarchy's against that.
So there are some people in Seattle who identify or self-identified anarchists, and they have been thrown in jail. Actually, no, they are not in jail. They are in the SeaTac federal prison.
Wow.
And they have not been charged with any crime, and they have been there for 3 months. So this does not sound like it's looking good with habeas corpus to me, does it?
No, it doesn't.
And we're talking about the, I think they were called the Seattle Three or something like that. Their names are Matt Duran, Catherine Olegnik, and there was another one, Leah Plant. She got a lot of media attention.
Right.
She was put in SeaTac and was released after a couple of days. I think the terms of her release are unclear, and some people are kind of wondering, why is she out while the other two are still in? Mm-hmm. And now there has been actually a fourth person put in jail. The fourth person is Matthew Pfeiffer, 23 years old. They're all in their early 20s. They're kind of like, you know, our generation, I suppose.
Sure.
Although we're in our, we're more 30s.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're close in age, I guess. But anyway, so this is now four people who have been caught up in this. This is all stemming from an alleged act of vandalism on some government buildings in, was it Seattle or Portland? Somewhere in the Northwest on May Day, which is sort of a, I guess, communist holiday, May 1st.
Yeah, it's
right?
A pretty loaded day.
Yeah.
It's not just a holiday for communists, but that's another story.
Yeah. Okay, so this, so the federal prosecutor, and I'm reading here from an article from TheStranger.com, a Seattle alternative newspaper. The federal prosecutor was investigating the smash-up in Seattle on May Day and finding demonstrators who broke the windows of a federal courthouse. But these people, Catherine Olegnik and Matt Duran, who this reporter visited while they were in prison in SeaTac, say that they don't have anything to do with that. They were not in Seattle on May Day. They actually have alibis. They were working, so they weren't there. And they don't know what went on, or they don't want to say if they know what went on. And they've been subpoenaed, basically, to testify in front of a grand jury about people they may or may not know, who those people are, and who those people hang out with, and what political opinions those people hold. So what they're trying to do, the state here, is build a social map of all the anarchists in the Seattle area so that they can know and keep tabs on them and try to maybe find out who did this May Day stuff, but I think it's larger than that.
Yeah.
And there are two people sitting in jail, maybe three people sitting in jail because of this now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Actually, they're sitting in prison.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It is the live Sunday edition. Of course, you can catch Free Talk Live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and the archives are available on our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you can find the past 7 days recordings of the show right there, accessible for you, along the header of the freetalklive.com website. And archives going back to 2006 are actually available at archives.freetalklive.com with a little description of each one and what was talked about that night. So easy for you to access. And actually, do they have the description? Now I'm paranoid. I'm not sure. Let me check on that, Brian, but tell me about ManVenture.
Sure. Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holster, waterproofers.
Wow, they sound like the Micro Machines guy.
They have it all. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they have the lowest prices. Go see it for yourself. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com, and they are amazing.
Cool, yeah. I hear they have really wonderful prices. So
they do. You can't even say them on the radio, apparently.
And by the way, just a little addendum. I was mentioning archives.freetalklive.com, where you can get MP3 archives of Free Talk Live going back to 2006. It's a lot of entertainment there. They do actually have a little description of what was talked about on the show. You just have to click a little drop-down arrow, and it'll pull it up.
But enjoy the mystery and listen to them willy-nilly.
Indeed.
It's great.
So, Brian, we were talking about the Seattle anarchists who are sitting in SeaTac, the federal detention center, because they refused to testify in front of a grand jury about something that they, by all indications, had no involvement in. It's essentially these federal prosecutors who want to build a social map of all the anarchists and radical political, I don't know, people who have radical ideologies in the Seattle area, so that maybe they can target them down the line.
Sure. You know, I mean, I got to say, now, this is because they broke windows on a courthouse? Is that
somebody
accurate?
Broke windows.
Somebody broke windows,
it was probably not the people who are sitting in SeaTac right now.
Sure, sure, yeah. But, no, I mean, granted, no one, you know, I would not support, that's a violent act.
Yeah.
And I would not support that, you know, for anything. But what I do have a problem with is that, okay, these young people in their 20s or whichever, you know, maybe even in their teen, or is it in their 20s?
Yeah, early 20s.
Okay. They've been sitting in there for 3 months. You don't know if they've actually done anything, okay? You're holding them in prison for 3 months to find out about who broke a window? Come on.
Yeah.
What is that? Now, and I remember some specific things about this case that actually troubled me, because they said that they went through their belongings when they raided the house that all these people were living in or something.
Oh, right. So we have to back up on this.
Sure.
The two people who are featured in this article from thestranger.com, mm-hmm. where somebody, the author, who is Brendan Kiley, went to visit these young people in SeaTac,
right.
and he interviewed them and talked to them about what happened. The interview is with Catherine Alechnik and Matt Duran.
Okay.
They apparently were roommates, and they lived with another person, Leah Plant.
Right.
Leah Plant was also thrown in SeaTac, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
She was released after a couple of days, and she got a ton of media attention.
Right.
For some reason, she became the poster child of this whole thing that was going down with, you know, forcing these anarchists to testify, subpoenaing them in front of a grand jury,
sure.
and then putting them in for contempt, I guess, when they refuse to give up information about people who they might or might not know.
Right.
And so Leah Plant and Matt Duran and Catherine Alechnik lived together. Their house was raided in a very traumatic fashion, and there's a description of that that you can find online, which I think Leah wrote about.
Yeah, and there's, in fact, I remember particularly, and this is the one that kind of bothers me, is that they said they took all their black clothes. I would be walking around naked if the police, the authorities, took everything that was just black clothes. Now, I mean, let's just...
I can't say that would be a tragedy to the world, but I wouldn't want your clothes taken by force. I mean, that's not okay.
But in any case, what is that? You know, over a broken window. Now, again, I do not support a violent act by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
Okay? But that's crazy. And still, you're holding these people 3 months in jail. I mean, I don't think prison solves anything anyway.
No. Well, clearly, they haven't caved yet, right?
They haven't caved.
They're not talking. They could be in there for up to 18 months,
what
by the way.
18 months?
Until the grand jury expires.
How is that even possible? Okay, now, because here's the thing. You are within your rights to not say anything to these people, to the authorities.
I thought you had that right.
Yeah,
I guess we don't anymore.
I guess we don't. But, so they're not going to say anything. So they're acting within their rights, and you're going to hold them?
Yeah.
You know, what is that? That's an abuse. That is abuse. That's straight up abuse.
Yeah. There are lots of petitions going around online, and there's lots of action about this in the blogosphere. But as far as I know, it hasn't helped these two people who are still sitting in jail, and they're going to be there for Christmas, New Year's, maybe for a year and a half.
And SeaTac, I mean, that just sounds...
Yeah.
Maybe they know
Mark Emery, right? Isn't he being held?
Oh, yeah. Is that there?
I think he got transferred to, like, Atlanta or something like that, but he was in SeaTac at one point. Mark Emery, of course, the Prince of Pot, the Canadian who got extradited to the U.S. and jailed for 5 years for the heinous crime of selling some plant seeds online.
Yeah. I mean, and so,
you have a plant that a lot of people in the government don't like.
Right. And so this is some kind of a plan to root out this network of window breakers.
Well, actually it is. the interview here on thestranger.com says, Catherine Alechnik is saying that the prosecutor, she was asked to do this testimony, or she was subpoenaed, began rattling off names and showing photographs of people, asking about their social contacts and political opinions. Alechnik guesses he asked at least 50 questions in that vein, compared to the 4 about the incident on May Day, i.e., was she in Seattle on May Day? Where was she? Had she been in Seattle a week before or after? And the answer to those was all no. She was working. And had anybody talked to her about May Day? And she said no. So she had, it seems like if she was being truthful there, she had nothing to do with this.
Right.
But this prosecutor basically just wants information about, okay, who are the radicals in this area?
But you see, here's what shocks me. Now, The Stranger, that's kind of a niche paper. It's very popular, but
yeah.
That's based out of Seattle.
I wouldn't be surprised if some lefty anarchists are reading The Stranger.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. But I mean, but they're based out of Seattle. They're based out of that area.
Yep.
Now, if there was some kind of, like, ring of anarchist crimes going on, you'd think that they would give you the full list in this article and say, yeah, no, you know, it makes sense that they're doing this because all these violent actions are occurring. But I don't think they are.
Yeah.
And I mean, and if you know, people out there want to correct me on this, that's fine, call in. But I don't think that's happening. And so what are they trying to root out? What, people that disagree? People that don't want masters? People that don't want to be ruled? People, you know.
It certainly seems like they would like to have their eye on the troublemakers.
Sure.
And I believe there was just, oh gosh, I didn't read this closely because I am so not fond of reading government documents.
Agreed.
But there was just a big report that came out, maybe from the FBI. I think it was the FBI or, like, the Counterterrorism Task Force or something like that. And it was all about anarchists, essentially. And,
wow.
Yeah. Just, you know, kind of describing certain types of political beliefs and associating
sure.
them with violence, and this is why we need to be scared and cracked down.
Yeah, and you know what bothers me is none of these people, often in the government or even outside of that, they never ask, you know, why are these people anarchists? Why don't they want masters? Why don't they want
why don't they want my services?
Yeah, why don't
Gee,
they want
that's
my
a great
services?
Question.
They never ask themselves that question. It's just like, I mean, go
yeah.
ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. They are not asking that question because they don't have to. They don't care. They're going to get paid either way.
No, right. That's it. Yeah.
Whether people want their so-called services
yeah,
that
them,
they can't refuse
it's the
or
old
not.
Saying, let them protest as long as they keep paying their taxes.
Exactly.
That's all, I mean, because it doesn't matter.
And it seems like, by all indications, these young people, these anarchists, are really sticking to their guns. Catherine Olejnik says, I truly believe people have the right to believe whatever they want politically, and it's none of the government's business.
Right on.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Should people with controversial political opinions be locked up? Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Brian.
Glad to be with you tonight. Hey, our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and we'd love to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. I would like to remind you about shop.freetalklive.com. If you've got some last-minute shopping to do, it's 2 days before Christmas, so unlikely that you are going to get a present delivered to you on time if you get it now. However, sometimes they start having deals around this time of year, and Brian is fond of saying that if you really want to have a Merry Christmas, have it like the first week in January.
Yeah, have it the first or second week of January. You'll be trendy because you're not doing what everybody else is. And
oh, so hip.
Yeah, you will be a hipster, and you're going to get the deals you just can't believe.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, if you've got some last minute shopping to do, you want to get something now, or maybe you just need some stuff for everyday life, we sure do appreciate it when you go through Free Talk Live's referral link. You can do that by visiting shop.freetalklive.com and entering Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal. You can even, once you do that once, you click on that link and it has a longer URL with Free Talk Live's tag embedded in it somewhere. You can even bookmark that link so that you don't forget to do it in the future, and next time you go to Amazon, it'll take you right there. So one more time, shop.freetalklive.com. They also have a Newegg, a relationship with Newegg.
Oh, both fantastic sites.
So if you're looking for some tech stuff, right, like what does Sovereign Tech recommend on Newegg?
Oh, anything. They have the best laptop selection. They have the best prices. In fact, I recommended one to someone recently, and they just love the thing, and it got to them. They said it got to them so fast from Newegg. And usually it's free shipping on just about everything in Newegg, but a great place to get RAM, you name it.
Good to know. So, okay, Brian, tell me about what's going on right now in Saudi Arabia. There is a man who has been charged with apostasy, apparently.
Oh, I was going to say it's hot. When you said what right now, I'm sure that's the truth. But yeah, this story comes from Human Rights Watch. I actually got it linked to from Mike Elgin, mm-hmm. who is the digital nomad. He's kind of a tech writer going around the world. And it's in Saudi Arabia, a website editor facing the death penalty.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
What did he do to deserve that?
Well, on December 17th this year, in 2012, Raif Badawi, He made a website, you know, that it fostered debate. It was like a free speech website. It fostered debate about religion and religious figures in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, can't have that.
Cannot have
people questioning God in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and the from the reporter Eric Goldstein, Badawi's life hangs in the balance because he set up a liberal website that provided a platform for an open and peaceful discussion about religion and religious figures. They don't give examples in this article of what exactly kind of things were said. I mean, of course, things could get lost in translation. You know, that happens all the time. But
if it's liberal, or if they call it liberal, I'm willing to bet that does not mean liberal, like in the classical or in the American neoliberal sense, right? What they probably mean is just not in keeping with the religious and totalitarian political doctrines of Saudi Arabia.
This is definitely appealing to the original meaning of liberal, which, you know, stems away from big government and from, you know, these ridiculous laws like in Saudi Arabia that you have.
Liberal initially, as I understood it, there's the term classical liberal,
right,
which is used today by even some libertarian organizations that are still kind of trying to take it back.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and that's an interesting history. I mean, like, you know, people associated with the Democratic Party, and that it used to be, you know, that was a term that they initially used, and that's true. But in the early 20th century, when Mr. Democrat, Al Smith, he left the Democrat Party because he said, this isn't liberal. You know, so liberal had a different definition, even to the, you know, the liberal of liberals of his time, Al Smith. But anyway.
Wow. Well, those political parties are always just shifting and flopping around because they, of course, don't have any philosophical basis behind their ideas.
No, none.
There's no reason for it. It's all just emotional and how can we control the most people. Yeah. And
they're playing football. They're both terrible. You know, there's no winner there. So anyway.
So, but initially liberal, the word liberal meant sort of libertarian. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Eric Goldstein goes on to say Saudi Arabia needs to stop treating peaceful debate as a capital offense. A member of Badawi's family told Human Rights Watch that during the December 17th hearing, Judge Mohammed El Marsoum prevented Badawi's lawyer from representing his client in court and demanded that Badawi repent to God. The judge informed Badawi that he could face the death penalty if he did not repent and renounce his liberal beliefs, the family member said.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, this sounds like something out of a dystopian novel, but this is really happening
this
in Saudi
happening.
Arabia.
And Badawi refused. He would not repent.
This is what happens when, by the way, when you mix, you know, two arguably very authoritarian top-down organizations, which is, you know, the church and the state.
Yeah.
And there you have a judge ordering you to repent to God. And I've always thought that in America, you know, we have a more secular type of government than they would in Saudi Arabia, for instance. However, people are still expected to worship the state with almost a religious type of reverence.
Sure.
There are religious symbols, you know, that from the saying, the Pledge of Allegiance, put your hand over your heart and, you know, feel the feelings and get the, I don't know, and you know, worship the state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when people say this, I mean, it gets said around that the state's a religion, too. That's fair.
Their flag,
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. In fact, even if one is of a historical religious nature, you could look back to some very old sources that say that the first state ever to exist, which would be under like a tyrant Nimrod if you're of the Judeo-Christian bent, he did that to replace God. So he created another religion in the state. So again, like I said, for someone to say that the state is a religion, that's not unfair to say.
It's certainly a belief in the state, belief in the legitimacy of the state,
right,
is certainly a belief that's not backed by evidence. It's completely emotional. It's pounded into people from a very young age.
Sure.
And it's not because they believe, you know, it's not because the state is really like helping people's lives. It's just a religion.
Yeah,
and it has rituals and all the trappings of religion, like we said before.
Absolutely. And we can look more at the story here, you know, to show what happens when you mix, because there's a lot of people that want this.
Yeah.
They mix religion with the state. They mix their faith with the state.
It's not to the point in the U.S. yet where judges are ordering people to repent. I will grant them that much. But, however, there is a lot of religious influence on things like, you know, the government's attitude toward homosexuality, to even adultery. Like, a friend of mine was telling me the other day that in her state, adultery is a felony. And I thought, the first thing I thought was how biblical. You know,
state
will throw you in jail if you cheat on your spouse.
Yeah, I mean, before the hearing here with Badawi, who's essentially getting the death, or you know, the death penalty is being proposed unless he repents. He originally was charged with insulting Islam through electronic channels and going beyond the realm of obedience.
Well, it's even worse if you do that with that devil technology there.
Yeah, right. But now, see, those were just his original charges.
Uh-oh,
but now he's charged with apostasy, and that's where the death penalty comes in. Okay, so he's a heretic. He's speaking his mind. Better kill that guy. We don't want people speaking their minds.
Your neck out. Get your head chopped off.
And here's my concern. Here's my main problem with this. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine, that's Saudi Arabia. And we can go into more about that later. But how many people are constantly giving the rallying cry in this country, in the United States? We need prayer in schools. We need God in America. We need all this stuff. How long before that theocracy, which is what they're setting up, gets to this point where you just, you know, here's something. Okay.
Where it's all enforced.
Right. He insulted Islam through electronic channels. That's funny. I don't remember. I've read the Quran, and I don't remember where Allah predicted electricity.
Yeah.
Where he predicted computers or websites.
Right.
Now, if he did, maybe I'd understand this law a little bit more. Because I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, they always knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. But no, there's nothing about that. It's not in there. Well, I mean, that's because it's fake. But
right.
the second thing is...
But, Brian, the government bureaucrats in Saudi Arabia have a direct line to Allah.
I'm sure they
do. Did you know that? It's like the Pope.
Is that why the politicians in the United States hold their hands? Is that why we're such good buddies?
Well, there's a good question.
We as in the United States?
Yeah.
I don't like to consider myself that, but we in the United States, is that why we hold hands with people in Saudi Arabia? Is that why we're so nice to them, but we want to bomb Iran?
This is food for thought. You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Why does the U.S. seem to have this great diplomatic relationship with Saudi Arabia, a theocratic, dictatorial government? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.